You're listening to SBS News.
The government's pitch to voters on economic management just got harder to sell, as borrowing money just got more expensive. For Australians already struggling with cost of living pressures, higher mortgage repayments will be an unwelcome development. The cash rate now sits at 0.35%, up from 0.1%, but the Reserve Bank predicts it will go higher. Governor Philip Lowe says the rise is a mark of the current economic conditions, including low unemployment and higher inflation.
These decisions reflect a judgment by the board that it is now time to begin withdrawing some of the extraordinary monetary policy support that was put in place to help the Australian economy during the pandemic.
The Prime Minister says protections have been put in place as the economy moves to a post-pandemic phase.
We were able to provide that cost of living relief, to provide that shield, as we've provided that shield across this pandemic to Australians and Australian businesses. For those who will be paying more, that will be harder, and we understand that.
Scott Morrison also maintains international factors have played a significant role, but opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the government has a lot to answer for in relation to rise in living costs.
He was speaking today about a shield. The only shield that Scott Morrison is interested in is to shield himself from the blame and to shield himself from people who are doing it tough.
The last rate rise during an election campaign was in 2007, and John Howard lost that election to Kevin Rudd. The economic conditions are vastly different. Back then, interest rates were close to 7%, but in the middle of the campaign, John Howard apologised. And when asked if he would do the same, Scott Morrison replied,
"Well, I sympathise with Australians as they face higher cost of living pressures. I sympathise with Australians when they face higher repayments on their homes. Of course I do."
The interest rate rise will affect the cost of mortgages and rents, and both major parties are promising big housing support packages. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has visited a renter on the New South Wales Central Coast. He was selling Labor's policy, which promises the government could share equity on a property for low and middle income earners, making mortgage repayments lower for buyers. Scott Morrison is criticising the plan despite previously supporting a similar idea in 2008, after the global financial crisis.
Shared equity mortgage is a really good opportunity. If you do get into mortgage stress, you can reconsolidate your mortgage and you can go into a situation where you can have the bank take effectively a portion of equity in your property. And that way you can reduce your payments.
Anthony Albanese says the policy is proven. It won't drive up prices and it will help more Australians get into their own homes, as it's getting harder to do so.
It's operated effectively in Western Australia for some 30 years. In New South Wales, Premier Perrottet is looking at just such a scheme. It's operated in Victoria. In Tasmania, they're looking at extending it. It's operated in the United Kingdom and Canada.
Labor's scheme reduces the deposit home buyers need to just 2%, but only people buying a house under $950,000 in New South Wales cities and $550,000 in cities like Perth and Adelaide will be eligible for it. The price gap raises questions as to whether it will actually help secure homes when house prices are rising. Krishani Danji, SBS News.